This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, as you know, though, two sets of tariffs on the table, the China-specific ones that Jennifer was just talking about, and the steel and aluminum duties that go into effect today, depending on who you are. The European Union and six other countries have been exempted, at least for now, till May the 1st is when that exemption runs out, but European leaders are distinctly underwhelmed by the reprieve. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The U.S. postponed the imposition of tariffs on European steel and aluminum to May the 1st to give the Europeans time to make progress in reducing their trade surplus with America. Charles de Lusignan of the European Steel Association is not reassured.
There is the very present risk that in 5 weeks' time we will be back in a crisis situation, so it's not over yet.
EU politicians and diplomats have made it clear they're happy to talk about any aspect of transatlantic trade, but not with the threat of the steel tariffs hanging over their heads. Sam Lowe of the Centre for European Reform.
It's not in the EU's interest to go along with the US at the end of a gun, because ultimately you just don't know when Trump may decide to pull the trigger.
Meanwhile, the Europeans have kept their own gun cocked and ready to fire. Today, the EU repeated it would hit back with retaliatory tariffs against US exports if the bloc is hit with steel duties. There's now a serious risk of a global trade war, says Nairi Woods, professor of global economic governance at Oxford University, and she blames the US for starting it.
History teaches us that it's a pretty powerful signal when the United States unilaterally announces tariffs. When it did it in 1930, some would say it caused the Great Depression.
This week, the top trade representatives from the US and the EU said they would begin urgent talks to address trade concerns. But the European officials stressed those talks should not be subject to what she called artificial deadlines. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.